seen in the month of November compared to the year before. More on these stories could be found at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio
is about to commence.
Good morning, North State. Welcome to Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning, everybody. It's like, maybe 6 minutes after the hour, 7 o'clock. And I'm here with Bad Bob Belongi. Our phone lines here are 530-605-4567, and we are streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Linda's got 1,000 things to do today around the house. Did I tell you the hot water heater went out?
Mm-hmm. Okay. Did I see the Linda Jeep out front instead of the big red Free Fire pickup?
No. I saw that Jeep, too, but it wasn't hers.
Okay. It had a denim plate on it. So
unless somebody stole it.
Yeah.
Well, I don't think it's hers. I think her car was there when
better
I left.
Better go.
That would be unusual.
That would be funny.
That would be unusual that her car's here.
Yeah.
How'd her car get here? I mean, I'm pretty sure it was parked next to mine. I think I would have noticed if it was gone.
Well, there's a couple of similar models that make the rounds here.
Yeah.
So.
Well, you know, you only got one Jeep place.
How about that report about, where was it, in the chat room? Somebody said that some note taker from the RPD said that there were up to about 20, 30 cars a day being swiped and ready.
That was last year.
Yeah.
I think they, it's not surprising. It's just one of those things. What's it look? You're telling me there's going to be snow again?
Well, looks like that is a definite possibility. Taking a look at the KCNR weather radar, we do have snow in the foothills right now. Currently in Redding, rain. Today's high 44 degrees. And 1 to 2 inches of 1 to 2 inches of rain today. Another half inch tonight, and then partly cloudy, and then it picks up again. We've got a whole series of Pacific storms coming through. Friday is going to be the coolest day, with snow levels dropping down to about 1,500 feet or so. It's going to remain this way until about Monday. And that's good news. That's good news for the recharging the aquifer. What drought?
Hey, you know what? Trump's been president-elect since January 1st, and he's ended the California drought. Now, do you see anybody saying, huzzah, huzzah? No, of course not.
We do have a wind advisory, and some trees have been seen coming down here and there. In fact, saw a posting on Facebook where somebody's houseboat, very expensive houseboat, up on that was on dry dock, if you will, up there in Chesley, got squashed.
Oh, by a tree falling.
Big old gray pine came down right on it. Ouch.
There's a gray pine in our right on the other side of our fence that belongs to another entity, and it leans toward toward the house. You've seen it. And it leans toward the parking lot because it's on the side of a hill.
Yeah.
And I just look at that thing and I think, how much longer is that going to hang in there?
Yeah.
I was thinking about going over and pushing on it a little bit because it does kind of like take away part of our view there.
Those gusty winds will be possible gusts up to 50 miles an hour up in the mountains. Woo, indeed. So all this brought to you by, of course, our friends at Shasta Gas Propane.
A veteran-owned business where their customers are warm friends with discounts for seniors and veterans. Give them a call at 365-3793. Yes, and all that weather. Now, we've got a very busy day today. I've got Shasta High School coming in here. Or team. They're the robotics team. There's a robotics competition coming up at Shasta College, and Shasta High School has a team. So we're going to have them on after the next break. Talk about robotics and what kind of robots they're putting together. I mean, I know that you, Bob, you're enthralled by all this technology and BattleBots. You probably go out and watch that show.
Well, we're still waiting for Rosie the Robot. It hasn't quite happened yet.
The Jetsons
hasn't quite happened yet. We're getting
City
there.
Council ran into a buzzsaw last night.
Yes, they?
Oh, my gosh. You know, if they would just listen to this show, they would have a pretty good idea where the people are on some of the things they're doing. Because the anger... But this one was, and here's Francie Sullivan. She says, you know what, I went to one of these events, and they said, you know, how a city flag can, you know, build morale and have people rally around it, and you know, I mean, the stuff like this. And I'm sitting there thinking, a city flag can do that? I mean, you know, the United States flag can do that, but I'm not sure a city flag could do it. So they went out and hired somebody, a graphic artist, I think, for $2,000 or so, maybe more. To have that new design you saw of the bridge,
yeah,
of the Sundial Bridge, which because they said the other one, Mount Shasta Lake, Mount Shasta Dam, and Mount Shasta aren't in Redding. Well, that's absolutely true; they're not. So, but the amount of the people showed up last night, they were angry, and Weaver got into it too. But Francie just goes, "Well, I didn't expect this to happen, and I'm just withdrawing this. I'm just withdrawing this." And Weaver goes, "Nah, you don't have to withdraw it. But why don't we just do this? Why don't we throw it?" Because one of the speakers said, "There's a lot of artists in this town. Why don't you just put it out as a competition? You know, and it's for free for somebody to design the flag of Redding. You want a new flag? Let local artists do it. You know, just put it out there, and you pick the best one, and then Weaver says, yeah, then the city can come, you know, then the community can raise money for the new flags. Well, okay. You know, I've got a thought about that. It's kind of like the same thought as how they couldn't put up a flagpole in front of the county library. But that's okay. You know, that was something that they had asked for, and they said no. Anyway, so Francie and Kristen were feelings were hurt. Oh my God. And then after Brent comes back, said, Look, yesterday was Martin Luther, you know, Monday was Martin Luther King's birthday. You know, anger love turns away anger. He says, if you guys wanted to, you know, make your point, you've done it. And I guess there's a lot of people there that were upset.
So. With all respect to two very intelligent women, because I've spoken to them both over the years, I'm sorry, but their reality distortion field is on maximum right now.
Right now, you all need to get back in touch with what's happening in Redding City Council. And like I said, you ought to just listen to the show here when people come on and they talk about the things that are bothering them. And guess what it is? It's crime. They don't want to spend $2,700 on a flag. They want to spend $2,700 on a new police dog. They want every dollar that's not accounted for, every extra cent going to public safety. Now, if you haven't gotten that yet, I don't know how. I don't know what it's going to take to get through to you guys. Is that this is what the city wants. 67% of the people were not going to give you a tax raise because they didn't trust the way you're going to spend the money. I'm sorry. I mean, I supported something that would help. I just knew Measure E didn't mean anything. And I just thought that was people needed to know that it was going to be whoever the city council is going to spend the money. So now, here we are. And of course, there's angry people that get after Kurt Starman. You make so much money. You make so much money. Well, you know what? Kurt Starman does not set his – Steve, you know, he doesn't come to the city council and say, I'm going to be paid this much. City council signs contracts with him, and they say how much he gets paid. And just because it's more than the vice president of the United States, well, frankly, you know, what does Joe Biden do? I mean, really – I mean, Joe.
Trust him with a shotgun.
Yeah, he goes out and he says, "Hey, you got problems? Just blast this shotgun off," you know, and he fires it a couple of times. And then when somebody does it, they get arrested. I don't understand this. He said the vice president said to do that. You know, maybe, okay. Biden's there, ready to take over. Kurt's there, running something day to day. I mean, you got to take a kind of compare what they're doing. Okay, the free world, Redding. Okay.
That funny right there.
I don't care who you are. I don't care who you are. That's funny. Okay. Hey, look, we're going to take a break here. And this portion of the show is brought to you by our friends over at Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. I can't say enough about Joe and Shelley, except that they are, it's a veteran-owned business. They do so much for our community. And I'm not just talking taxes. They do so much for our community in so many ways. Espresso Joe's with great coffee and drinks. And, you know, you can get hot dogs there. You get all types of stuff there at Espresso Joe's. And then next door is that Tobacco Emporium. And, yeah, you know, they keep raising the taxes on the people that smoke. or that use tobacco, and they're just trying to punish you for to get more money for the state. But it has the finest tobacco emporium in Northern California, and a walk-in humidor with all those great cigars. It's super. Open Monday. Oh, open 7 days a week at 7:30 in the morning till 7 p.m. at night. All right, we'll be right back with Shasta High School.
Everybody's doing a brand new dance now.
Come on, baby, do the locomotion.
I know you'll get to like it if you give it a chance now.
Come on, baby.
Must be Budget Blinds, because only Budget Blinds brings a showroom of great window fashions to your door. Hi, Julie.
Hi, Janet. Love the new designs.
Colors and patterns you can't find anywhere else. Brought right to your door. Exclusive product lines for every budget, including Roman shades, rugs, pillows, and so much more, to transform any room from ordinary to extraordinary. Plus, we do all the measuring and installation for you. No more running from store to store or taking your chances online.
Budget Blinds is a home convenience concept. Whenever you call Budget Blinds, you're always going to get a live person on the phone. We'll come out. We'll bring all sorts of different samples. We'll listen to your need. Being a franchise owner of Budget Blinds, a big part would be our warranties. Our warranties are unbeatable. With no questions asked, no matter what happens to your window coverings, you're covered in.
So when you hear, think Budget Blinds.
If you're in need of custom window coverings, give Budget Blinds a call today, 226-9027, or visit us on the web at budgetblinds.com.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
I'm Dr. Nancy Sutton Pierce, the host of the Conscious Living Show, every Saturday, 11 to noon, here on KCNR 1460. You'll laugh, cry, and perhaps be shocked by my frank and honest conversations. I often team up with my husband, Dr. Mark Pierce, and no one makes me squirm or giggle quite like he can. We are the yin-yang, east-west, of most topics, yet you can always feel the love and respect between us. Visit DrNancySuttonPierce.com to keep this conversation going.
This is Joe McKenna, CEO of CloudWise Academy and your host of the Digital Revolution Show. If you own a business, run a business, or want to start a business, then this show is for you. I'll pull back the green curtain exposing how the internet is impacting your business and give you the rules and tools to take control. If it's related to the internet and matters to business, we'll be talking about it here. Tune in every Saturday morning at 9 a.m. to the Digital Revolution Show on KCNR 1460.
It's Carl and Linda Bott and Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 AM.
You're charging power batteries.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl Linda Bott. Linda's on sabbatical this morning. 19 minutes after the hour, 7 o'clock, right here at Free Fire Radio. 605-4567 is our phone number. It's 45 degrees, going up to a wild 47 today. We're going to have heavy rain. We're going to have snow later on this week down to 1,500 feet. So stand by for all that. Weather reports brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. And we are here. Things always come across my desk. And, you know, most of them I just kind of like delete off my computer. And I do. I mean, do I really want to talk about this subject? And usually it's no. But I got something that came in from Peter over at the I thought his name was Griggs too.
It is.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
Shortened version of mine.
Yeah, that's why I thought. Man, am I confusing this? Anyway, Peter Griggs over there, who's their publicity guy over there, He talks about something called the VEX robotic competition. Well, that's kind of cool, robotic competition, because, you know, I mean, we're really kind of pushing out here, like today, Joe McKenna from CloudWise Academy and Cloud Performance was going to be in here, who is pushing classes of young men and women. Like, he's got a class right now on building websites, but he's got another class that's going, search engine optimization class going on out there right now, and we're going to talk about that today when he comes in. So we started talking, and I looked at the robotics thing, and he said, get a hold of Brian Grigsby, who is head of the science department over at Shasta High School.
That's right.
And because he's got, Shasta High School's got a team, a robotics team.
We do.
Wow.
It's exciting.
It is.
It's not just a team, but we also have a whole class of robotics.
Okay, and you brought with you Seth Riemann. Did I pronounce that right?
Yeah, you did.
Okay, get up close.
Yeah.
And Jacob Akana.
Yep.
Okay, now you two are obviously students over at the Shasta High School.
Yes.
And you're into the robotics part?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Neither one of you look nerdy.
Well, thank you.
It's debatable, but yeah.
Debatable. Well, you know what? You still got a year or so to change.
Okay.
Hey, so tell us about robotics. Tell us about this competition, and tell us about what you guys are doing over there.
You bet. Well, about 5 years ago, we started up this this robotics class. We thought that it was kind of the direction that it seemed like technology, science seemed to be going, the whole STEM direction, the science, technology, engineering, and math. So we had a great idea of let's go ahead and start a robotics class, not knowing what the response was going to be from the student population. And slowly we grew it over time, and it became more and more popular to the point where
they realized it wasn't this dance from the 80s.
Right? No, that's right, exactly. Okay. Although I can do a mean robot, so I'm not doing it right now on the radio for
well,
sure.
Well, you we could because nobody'd see it.
That's
and
a good point.
We could just describe how good it is.
No, please. But so we decided again when we started this, you know, 5 years ago. We kind of started this slowly, and it grew over time to the point where we were able to offer this robotics class to not only students at Shasta High School, but we have kids from Enterprise and Foothill actually get bused in and come to our class as well. So it's open to all of the kids in our district, and the exciting thing is that with this, it's the VEX robotics system that we use to program.
Okay.
It's incredible.
So tell me what VEX is.
So VEX is a worldwide brand. And it's almost like it's similar to Legos from the standpoint that it's a kind of a you get these kits and you get these packages of materials and
oh,
you
okay.
put them together. But in this case, it's all metal pieces, and
it's kind of like those
the old erector
those,
sets.
Yes. The old erector sets that you could and you'd have little engines in them.
Exactly.
You know, so you can wind them up and it would lift things up and down.
Absolutely.
You probably haven't seen those before. So now you guys are building robotics with Raspberry computers in them something. Okay.
That's right. So VEX sells these parts and pieces. But the great thing about this is that it allows kids to be able to build and explore and program. We teach them how to program. We teach them to be able to do anything from just the basics. If students don't know how to program, we end up showing them from the very, very get-go how to do that. And the next step of being able to do VEX programming and have a class was this VEX competition. And we had started a team with just a few students, and thought, you know, is this something we can do? Because we know that in some of these larger metropolitan areas, there's some amazing kids that have opportunities, and they're able to tap into larger companies and corporations to get funding, and scientists and engineers to come in. So we thought, let's give it a shot. Let's go ahead and go to one of these competitions down in Vacaville, and we did. And the kids did surprisingly well. They took third place out of like 65 teams. And the next year we did it again, and we thought, you know what, we're onto something. We've got a population
of students.
How
long
here.
Have you been doing this now?
So I've been doing robotics for 5 years.
Okay.
But I've been in education for 23 years. And
thank you. Yeah. Thank you for that.
Yeah, well, you bet.
I mean, I have my teaching degree, and in fact, I've substituted over at Shasta High School
when
I first came here. And then I realized again why I didn't, after I got my teaching degree, why I didn't teach. Spent 30 years plus years in the Marine Corps. So when things would happen to class, I'd keep myself from grabbing them by the throat and dragging them out. And but I tell you what, it's things like this that just truly, truly get me fired up.
Good.
Because I'm looking, yes, math and English and Latin, all that's important. And they still teach Latin, by the way, over at you prep.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Right.
Yeah, I substitute taught in that class. That was a great class. But something like this I see as what can be.
Mm-hmm.
And what you've done is you've opened up a world. So let me get to your students here.
You bet.
Jacob.
Yeah.
Well, how come you got involved with it? Are you big into the science part, or was this something that kind of like, oh, yeah, this is pulling on me?
Well, as a freshman, I saw the robotics program, and I was really, really intrigued by it. So when I became a junior, I took the class, and then eventually that led to me being asked by Mr. Grigsby to be on the robotics team this year.
So what intrigued you about it?
Just the aspect of building things from scratch and then seeing how they can be applied to the real world.
Okay. All right. And Seth.
Mm-hmm.
See, I didn't ask you first because you were yawning at that point. So I see how
professional
I am. I just flip over to Jacob. So he's ready. Okay. What about you? Same question.
Well, I've always been interested in engineering. And so I figured when I saw the engineering program at Shasta, and I've known Mr. Grigsby for a long time, kind of family friends. And I know he's a great teacher, and the program's amazing. So I've heard, at least. And now that I'm involved, I can tell
okay.
that firsthand.
When you say it intrigued you,
yes.
Jacob and Seth, you can take turns on this. What was it that intrigued you? When I hear the word intrigued, you know, for a high school kid, I mean, so many times you think, oh, look, new app. But that's not what intrigued you. Or was it?
Well, engineering-wise, I've always been interested in, like, building things, just coming up with ideas and building something that can do another thing, like move this from there. And it's amazing when you can use the VEX robotics because they're very user-friendly. You can use EasyC to program it. Anyone can do it. And building it's relatively easy. It's like using an erector set, like you were saying. It's fairly straightforward.
Okay. So does it? Did you ever take things apart when you were smaller, younger?
Yeah. Well, I mean, my
just
parents,
to see how they'd work.
Yeah, it's
well, yeah. I mean, my parents had always bought me Legos, so that's a good example of that. Mm-hmm. And I would build the sets and then take them apart and rebuild them into something else. But even in science fairs, I had taken apart different fans and like alarm clocks just to see how they worked, just to look at the motherboards and stuff like that.
Yeah, that's I've always heard that when you get into young men and women that are in like this, they've always got, you know, their parents come home and there's pieces there.
Mm-hmm.
But,
right.
And then the scary thing is they put them back together.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That kind of thing.
I think that there's also, for a while, we were so technology heavy that we ended up getting away from the whole idea of, you know, what makes something work. It was already done for us. It was one of these circumstances where kids would just be okay with somebody else taking something apart or fixing it. And we needed to get kind of back into the whole idea of we need to look at what makes things tick. And I think that something like robotics lends itself to that. It gives that power back to the students to be able to dig into it and feel free to be able to make mistakes. I think that we have an opportunity to tell kids that, you know what, failure is okay. You know, if you fail at something and something doesn't work, let's try to figure out why it didn't work and let's move forward. And robotics allows us to be able to do that.
That's cool.
Yeah.
All right. Hey, I'm here with Brian Grigsby and Seth Riemann and Jacob Akana, all from Shasta High School. Of course, Brian's the instructor, but they're on the Shasta robotics team. And and they've been competing for a couple of years now and doing well. And they're competing, I guess, is it this weekend?
Yeah, we are actually putting on our very own VEX-sanctioned robotics event. We've got quite a few teams coming up.
Now, when we come back, because I've got you about for another 15 minutes before I have to kick you out of here, I want to talk about the things you've built and what they can do. And I want to talk to you about BattleBots. Because, I mean, I don't even know if that's still on TV, but for a while it was on. And, I think it had a, you know, kind of a weird following. But Bob and I were part of that weird following.
I was too.
So, okay. Hey, this portion of the show, though, is brought to you by Sharon Clark and Home Helpers. If you're looking for in-home health care, whether it's short-term, like you banged yourself up skiing, as many of us do, or snowboarding, as other people do, and you need some in-home health care for a few weeks, give Sharon a call. Everybody she has is professional, background checked, insured, the whole thing. She lines up the right person for your home, but she specializes in long-term in-home health care. It's better to keep your loved ones in-home where they can be happy, they can be surrounded by the stuff that they love, and be taken care of so well. that Home Helpers does. Give her a call at 226-8350. This is Home Helpers. It is just a fantastic place. And Sharon Clark is an outstanding boss and owner and cares about her patients. We'll be right back with the Shasta High School robotics team.
You're wondering who I am.
Secret, secret, I've got a secret.
Machine or mannequin.
Secret, secret, I've got a secret.
With parts made in Japan.
Secret, secret, I've got a secret.
I am the modern man.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Did you know all PG&E residential customers will be switched to time-of-use billing by 2019? That means you could pay three times more for your power during the day. Solar power from Advanced Power Reading is the solution. And with our new lithium battery pack, you can take advantage of the new rates by using your stored energy during the peak hours and recharge at night when rates are low. Visit our showroom at 843 North Market Street and see the new battery technology at work. And our new battery can be added to your existing solar system. Advanced Power Reading is offering zero down with up to 25-year financing. Give us a call today at 226-0701 and let us show you the way to produce your own power. Remember these three things. Don't let anyone talk you into a lease. Use a local solar contractor. Get at least three bids. And call the experts at Advanced Power Reading, 226-0701, or stop by our office at 843 North Market Street, Reading. 226-0701, 843 North Market Street, Reading.
Don't let your friends call the 800 number.
Call our daddy and the guys at B&T Satellite
for local dish installation and service.
Hi, folks. This is Doug Tooley. There's no greater friend than our veterans. At B&T Satellite, we would like to honor their sacrifice by offering a special deal for vets with Dish. But we need your help. Here's how it works. Don't call the 800 number. Call 241-3474 and let us know about your friend that is a veteran. And when they sign up for Dish, you will get $100 off your service, and one of our honored veterans will also receive $100 off of their bill. We are a local authorized Dish dealer, a veteran-owned business. We live here, we work here, and we want to honor our local veterans with this special offer. That's 241-DISH. For more information, please call us at 241-3474. Check us out online at btsatellite.com, like us at Facebook at BT Satellite, or check out our Yelp reviews.
Thanks for joining Carl and Linda Bott and Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460. 27 minutes before the hour of 8 o'clock, we're getting electronic-type music in here. You know, BattleBot music, got it, okay. 45 degrees out there, going up to 47 today, lots of rain. The weather report's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. This portion of the show brought to you by B&T Satellite, right here in town. A veteran-owned business that says, don't call the 800 number, call 241-DISH. Ask about when you give them a call. See how you can save $100 on your bill. And I've seen how he does it, and you can. And help a local veteran save $100 also. He's got a deal out there, and Doug Tooley knows what he's doing with this. Go local, buy local. Don't call the 800 number. Call B&T Satellite Service at 241-DISH. Okay, I'm back with Brian Grigsby, who is head of the science department, and the robotics team, the coach of the robotics team, and Seth Raymond, mm-hmm. Raymond, and Jacob Akana, who are on the team here. And okay, so you got this competition this weekend.
That's right.
Okay, now are you all putting it on?
Yes.
Yeah, okay,
we are.
And you're putting it on where?
At Shasta High School.
At Shasta High School.
Yeah.
Okay.
Shasta High School, the main gym.
How did Shasta College get into this?
Shasta College, when we
because
started,
that's why I heard the original first.
Right. Yeah. Right. So Shasta College has been a huge supporter. They've got a great program out there with advanced manufacturing and a lot of the other programs they have going on, and it's continuing to grow. So we feel that doing these kinds of things together just benefits everybody in the community. So Shasta College has been a tremendous supporter of the robotics program, as well as helping us to put this whole thing on. So
okay.
It's been tremendous.
Cool.
Yeah.
All right. So what's the challenge out there?
All right. Well, the challenge is called Starstruck. And there's a fence in the middle of this competition field that's
12 feet by 12 feet,
yeah. And then there's this fence in the middle that's about 3 feet high. And our goal is to get these stars that are about a foot.
About the size of a basketball.
Yeah. It looks like jacks.
Yeah, like large foam jacks.
Okay.
And also these
square. The size of a basketball.
Yeah. Okay. And these square bean bags that are like basketball and a half size.
Okay.
And so
people can relate to that.
Yeah. Yeah. And so our goal is to get it over the fence, or get as many over the fence as we can. And so we're against an alliance. We're allied with a team, and we're against an alliance. And our goal is to get more stars on their side than they're getting on our side.
Okay, so you're throwing them over, they're throwing them back.
Yeah. Correct. So,
I've seen shooting competitions like that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Kind of. Okay. Yeah. Right. So now, do you start from scratch, or do you – you've already got your robots built?
Well, we have our robots built, but initially we started from scratch. So we got our competition – or we got the challenge, uh-huh. And they say build anything to pretty much solve the problem.
And it has to be a certain size. So,
yeah.
So all of the competitors have to fit it within an 18-inch by 18-inch by 18-inch cube. So it has to be able to fit inside of that when it starts. So all of these robots have to be the same size, and then it can unfurl and open up to a larger size from there.
Like the Transformers.
Basically, yeah.
Correct.
Yeah. And they have to do
this. Sounds cool.
It's incredible. So they have a certain size requirement, and all of the robots have to be made from Vex parts, which Vex sells. So that way everybody's on the same footing. It just comes up with the students, the minds of the students, of what they can come up with.
Okay, so how does it's got to get out of the box and move to the wall.
Yes.
Is that correct?
Well, correct. It's driver control and autonomous. So there's two sections of the competition. Initially, there's a 15-second autonomous code that we write in that we can't control whatsoever.
Uh-huh.
And so we write it so that it can drive around, pick up stars, and dump over the fence by itself. But then after that, we have a minute 45 driver control portion where we can use our controllers and drive around the robot by ourselves.
Okay. So how long does this thing last?
It's two minutes.
Oh, two minutes.
Usually it's a little bit longer than that just because there's
Is that because of batteries or something? Or?
Well, it's that's just
– It's the
just
parameters of the competition.
Yeah.
Okay.
Competition.
Yeah. So you've got – okay. Now, so how big is yours? Or is this secret?
18 by 18.
Well, ours is 18 by 18 by 18 initially, and then it folds out. When the arm's up, it's like 4 feet tall.
It's incredible.
Yeah.
It's an incredible thing.
Okay. Yeah. No, that's because you get it over a 3 foot fence.
Yeah. Yeah.
18,
right,
an 18 inch robot is not going to do you much help.
No. Right.
Unless it's got like little arms and it throws it way up in the air over.
Right.
Okay.
LeBron James robot.
Yeah. Yeah. Or they're out there, it's coming up and slamming them over.
That's
okay. Right. So how many can you put over there?
Or
is this a secret?
I guess it's done now. So, I mean, we can – well, as of now, we just kind of finished our newest rendition of our robot that can get about 4 stars over the fence.
At one time.
Yeah, at one time.
Yeah.
At one time.
So it'll grab –
pick one up?
Yeah,
or,
we have like kind of
four of them.
Pinchers that grab like four of them. And we can dump them over the fence.
That's cool.
Yeah. Yeah.
Now, if you can just, just think about this, leaves – mm-hmm. Trash.
Yeah.
And you just hire out your robots. And you could have a street load of robots.
Seriously.
Doing this, picking up stuff.
I think you're onto something. I like that.
Well, I mean, you jump right in there.
That's
okay.
Right.
This is great. So how many teams are going to be in this?
We're going to have 26 teams from from the area. So what's amazing is that there have been no Vex competition. This is the first of its kind ever. All of them have been either Sacramento, Bay Area, South, and so this will be the first kind of the inaugural kind of kickoff for what we hope to be many, many years of X competitions. And it's going to be 26 teams. We've got roughly 170, 175 kids on all of those teams.
Jeez.
We've got an army of volunteers and judges, so it's going to be quite a bit. We're putting it all on, which is great.
Wow.
Yeah.
When y'all going to get into drones?
Oh, yeah. We're doing some of that.
Yeah.
You could probably build one, couldn't you?
Yeah.
Oh yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we've had students go through the program that have built drones before as well. Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's incredible.
You know, I'm really, really impressed by this. You know, I mean, because I look at science and I look at the tech that's going to be the future, frankly, of Reading.
Mm-hmm.
If we get, there's no reason that we couldn't attract tech companies, the back end of tech companies.
I totally
out
agree.
Here.
Yeah.
You know, they can pay them a third less money.
Mm-hmm.
And they could live really, I mean, but they're still going to live really, really well here.
Yeah.
You know, have good schools like Shasta and Enterprise and UPrep and all these schools. We've got good schools here.
Mm-hmm.
And with young men like you, that if we can keep you around, get you educated and bring you back, you know, and come back with something like this and start your own companies. I'd love to see, you know, we've got the venture hubs going.
Mm-hmm.
And that should be exciting for a lot of people.
Right.
That, you know, to help start and mentor companies.
Right. We do. We have an incredible
pool.
We've got
an incredible pool, but people don't realize
mm-hmm.
that.
Right.
And, you know, I'd love to see, the classes that you're teaching. Like, there's, you know, maybe, you know, course every hour on programming
mm-hmm.
or, you know, or web design, something like that, you know, that starts getting our people ready.
Yeah.
Do you have to go someplace?
No. My fingers
I saw you looking at your watch.
No, my fingers bleeding.
Am I boring you? Oh, there'll be no blood in the studio. We've had blood in the studio before, okay? All right. And we've had a goat pee right over there. So, yeah, no, not right. It's been years.
Solid.
Everybody looks. God, is it still there? I was wondering what that smell was. Anyway, okay. Now, so you have – how many of these do you have a year?
This we can attend as many as we could possibly put in to the year. The unfortunate thing is having to travel out of the area. So this being the first one, we really hope this starts to kind of, you know, so to speak, prime the pump to get more in this area. We just need to. Again, with the pool of talent and the kids that we have in this area, it's absolutely incredible that, you know, we need to capitalize on that and really give these kids opportunities and businesses, for that matter, a talent pool to draw from. And we've got those kids right here.
Have you thought about a contest for a type of robotic that can be used by the city? I'm sorry, what?
Like the DARPA competition.
DARPA does that.
DARPA does that.
Yeah, right.
And but something like that you know that the city could use, mm-hmm. and I'm not sure what it would be.
I like that.
Like a grand challenge.
Yeah,
yeah.
Something like that.
Yeah.
That the city could could use a something that was built here that you know mm-hmm. that could do things.
That would be fun.
Well, yeah. there was that one competition out at the college. Last spring.
Oh yeah,
it wasn't robotics.
It was kind of like a tech challenge type of a.
It was based all on Arduino.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
and I was involved with that. We actually built a mechanism that you stuck on the deadbolt of a door, and then it would be able to pick up the knocks that you were putting onto the door, and then it would unlock the deadbolt if the code that you knocked matched the one inside the motherboard.
It's called a knock unlock.
Yeah.
You know, they've got this other competition here that they have once a year on mm-hmm. great ideas, and it's a one where the people get together, and it's a Rachel Hatch and mm-hmm. the EDC put it on, where they get groups of people together, and everybody pitches their idea, and then they take the best three ideas and they form teams, and over the weekend. They build the whole process, you know the business plan and all this stuff, and then the winner gets something.
Yeah,
big.
I think the first year they had done that. Seen a couple of those, but it is and those are the kinds of challenges that
knock
need to have
lock.
Isn't it incredible?
Yeah,
it worked great.
Isn't that great?
It's so
knock cool. lock.
Yeah, yeah.
So you've got to have the right.
That's right.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, you don't want to do the shave and a haircut because I think everybody
does that. So you'd have to have, but something, I mean, how many are there? I mean, how many possible combinations could there be?
There's a lot.
There's the way I coded it, there is 20 possible knocks that you can put into a sequence. So if you wanted to, you could do that for 20 times, and it would unlock. With any given space in between.
I could have used this in college. I couldn't find my key.
Just
bang your head on the door. Like my roommate used to do. Yeah. Open up the door. Yep. Oh, couldn't reach the door. Couldn't reach the handle, huh? So you have to do is just bang your head on the door, and so you're in.
That's it.
Yes! I like it.
Yeah.
Okay, hey, thanks so much for coming by today,
thanks,
guys.
Yeah, of course.
Anytime y'all are doing anything like this, you've got my number.
You bet.
And I'd love to have your people on and talk about these things because, sitting here is a future. Mm-hmm. And this is what we need to keep in Redding and Shasta counties. Okay. Guys like you and girls and kids that we have here, they're just they've grown up here. You know, go out, maybe get, go out someplace, get your scholarships and go and then to come back.
Yeah.
And to have a viable tech future here. And the guy that's coming on, I'm going to introduce you to him here in a second. He comes on at 8 o'clock, is somebody that wants to build that. So it's good that he came in a little bit early.
Yeah.
Okay, so Brian Grigsby, who is head of the science department over at Shasta High School, and Seth Raymond and Jacob Akana, good luck this weekend.
Thank you.
Throwing these blocks of foam and wood over the wall, and that you win now. I mean, do you ever like push up against other robots and kind of like
on occasion? Yeah, but there's rules set in place to avoid the battle bot scenario. We encourage everybody to show up this weekend. I mean, it would be great.
Yeah.
To see
okay. Now, what time is it?
So it's going to be starting around 8:30, going until about 5:30.
8:30 in the morning till 5:30 at the
Shasta High School gym. Free to people to get in to come in and see. They can drop in whenever, but we'll have all kinds of fun stuff going on.
Cool.
Yeah.
I think it's great. And this is getting intense, guys.
Yes.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. For sure.
It really does. Surprisingly.
Oh no! I bet it. Hey, look, you're competitors.
Yeah.
That's
right. For sure.
Whether you're throwing a football or your robot battling. Yeah, I think it's great. Okay. Hey, thanks a lot. Hey, we'll be right back after these messages.
Hi, this is Jana, General Manager of the Historic Cascade Theater, inviting you to celebrate with us the perfect Valentine's event for you and your sweetheart. We are proud to present the silver screen classic Gone with the Wind, Sunday, February 12th. It's more than just a movie. It's a party. Come join us for live music, dancing, themed drinks, and a few surprises. Then enjoy the ultimate date night classic featuring three of Hollywood's greatest stars, winner of 8 Academy Awards, including Best Picture. Don't miss this rare opportunity to see Gone with the Wind on the big screen at the Cascade Theater. It's the perfect date night for your Valentine's weekend. Tickets are just $15 and can be purchased by calling the box office at 243-8877 or online at cascadetheater.org. Don't miss it. Gone with the Wind, Sunday, February 12th at the Cascade Theater. Party starts at 2 p.m., film starts at 3 p.m. Hope to see you there.
This is Terry Oxley, pastor of True Life Church in Bella Vista. Morality or immorality? Our godless society believes there is no such thing as absolute morality. They believe that no limitations on their behavior or sexual behavior is appropriate and acceptable. What they don't understand is that this behavior will eventually affect their ability to reason, while it slowly decays, pollutes, and corrupts their mind. Romans chapter 1. Only a relationship with Jesus Christ and a commitment to live by God's word will protect you from this moral decay. What are you doing to protect yourself and those you love? If you are looking for a no-nonsense church that's not afraid to talk about current issues and yet teaches the Bible, I invite you to be our guest. Our Sunday services are at 10 a.m. We are located on Deschutes Road, one block south of Highway 299 in Bella Vista. You can visit our website at truelifereading.com. We hope to see you soon, and remember, it's worth the ride.
Carl, I'm thinking about a mocha.
And let's go on down then to Tobacco and Brew.
great. I'd also like to buy some coffee beans for our dinner party next week.
Hey, while you're doing that, I'm going to go next door to their walk-in humidor. Pick up a grab bag of cigars. I always get a great deal there.
Well, then, let's go on down to Tobacco and Brew. That's 2143 Hilltop Drive.
Open 7 days a week from 7:30 a.m. to 7 p.m.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
It's Carl and Linda Bott and Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460. Carl Bott, Free Fire Radio, 10 minutes before the hour of 8 o'clock, 45 degrees, going up to 47 today, rain, and more rain. How much rain? It's so much rain that it's going to be like, you're going to be wrinkled. You could be pruny if you just stay outside all day long. That's how much rain it is. Weather Report's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. I had to clean that up a little bit. And this portion of the show, though, is brought to you by our friends over at Northern Firearms Instruction. Ted Leidy has got classes going all the time. He has advanced classes. He has, if you got that M4 or that quote AR and you haven't had a class on really how to use it, you've got it and you want to use it and it's, if you had fun plinking with it or hunting, but you really like to use it, and how do you use that AR and transition from the rifle to the pistol and back again? There's a class that's going to be in April 30th. If you want a class like this or advanced pistol, where they go into scenarios and shooting, real shooting, and learning how to really utilize your pistol in close quarter simulations. All of this is at Northern Firearms Instruction, plus the best CCW training. Just give them a call at 530-999-1822 or register online at readingccw.com. Okay. I've got to jump into Gary Hollihan. Okay. That's Gary. Good morning. I saw your name in the text from last night that
you were not
against the flag.
But first of all, I want to compliment your previous guest, Grinsby, that you could tell by listening to the students and also his description of what's going on, his class would be so exciting. And this is what's happening most of the time in your public schools. Unfortunately, the news only tells us about what's bad.
Well, you know, here's what I believe, that it's that class rocks. And those two young men are on the wave of the future here. I mean, it's not just building robots. It's the point of being able to visualize this and thinking of ways that, okay, now if I wanted to do this, how can I move this from there and how does this work? It's, you know, it's the future of our country. And what I'd really like to see, as would Joe McKenna, is people to stay here and work in this type of industry. Now, question is, how do we get that type of industry here?
Well,
do you have an answer?
I tell you, I know you're trying to segue into me being at the city council meeting last night, and I think it has to be a different attitude and a number of things to develop those industries and the thought process of doing it here.
Yeah.
So anyway, if I go into last night, you are absolutely right, and everything you said before the bottom of the hour. The presentation was given last night on the money, etc. And I'm not a numbers man, so I followed as best I could. And I go, geez, this sounds better than I've been hearing. Has Gary Cadd been wrong all this time, et cetera, et cetera?
And oh, you're talking about the unfunded liabilities.
Right, the presentation,
okay.
Right.
That they've got $12 million in the
well,
fund.
Wait.
Okay.
So I missed that, and the lady I sat next to is the one that gave the presentation. And she happens to be a former student. She reminded me way back in the 70s. So, you know, I am so lucky. So she was nice enough to give me a tutorial because I asked her in the lobby. And I said, did I miss something? And she said, no. And then I said, I have this number. And she said, no, here it is. This is how you arrived at that. And she showed me. And lo and behold, the Reason Foundation that Francie Sullivan poo-pooed, doesn't believe, etc., has the same number that the city of Reading is using regarding unfunded liabilities on their page one of their report. We are in debt $218,807,272. And I practically fainted. Here it is, same numbers. So I would think that much of the other information of the Reason Foundation that Francie Sullivan doesn't believe is probably true, too. And I asked her about the percentages that state or the CalPERS fund is supposed to be achieving a 7% of earning rate, and they're not, and so on. And I said, I have these numbers. And she says, yeah. She said, I said, my God, what's going on? And she inferred it's kind of like a crapshoot. And we're in this situation, and we just play it.
Well, it is kind of like a crapshoot because if they make money on their investments and their portfolio, then we don't have to pay.
Right.
But if they don't
make money on their investments.
I'm sorry, what?
They're not making
money.
No,
I know that. But if they did make money on their investments, then we wouldn't have to come up with money.
Right, yes.
And so what they should be doing is praying that Trump is the president and that Trump does turn around the economy and makes it worth more, their investments, and they stop divesting themselves of things that make money so that we don't get, stuck in this unfunded liabilities where we have to pay more out of every dollar to support the state.
One also, at least in this household, you have to take precautions for the rainy day, and if things are not going well, then you don't spend every last penny you have, which is not the philosophy.
Yeah,
that's it. That city council, and I mentioned Bad Bob. He's being charitable, very charitable to the attitude of up there, or some of those. And Schrader was definitely bored. I could tell her body language.
Okay. Well,
she
didn't
want to be there, and she was angry. And at the end, when Francie started her Francie Sullivan A Dreamland explanation for the flag and all that stuff, I walked out. I purposely walked out because I was the only one leaving, and I know she saw me.
Well, I tell you what, it sounded like most people did not leave. They waited for that flag presentation. I just think is that the city council needs to come to grips with it's not a small minority in this city. They may have thought it was. It's 67% or 65%, whoever voted against D. It's that percentage of this city that's angry, that wants a change. And they know that a tax change with this group is not going to make a difference. Frankly, I'd be surprised in 2 years when everybody runs for reelection if the three that are there right now even run for reelection, if there isn't a recall before that, frankly.
Oh, I heard yesterday.
I hear people talking about it.
Right, yes. The powers that be in this community are talking about a recall election. And it's not just those people or usins or whatever you want to say.
I think there's a lot of other people that are quite upset.
You are absolutely right.
That flickering is the torches being lit.
Yeah, the torches are being lit, and I think it's going to be more.
Pitchfork sharpened.
Yeah. Okay. And, hey, Gary, we got to run here, man.
Right,
we're running out of time.
Thank you very much.
No, thanks for calling, buddy.
Yes.
Okay. Well, you know, it's this kind of thing is that, you know, people don't want scalps out there. They just want action. And so with Angie Watson came in here, and she's going to have a meeting of her group, Take Reading Back, and probably Shasta Shasta Support Service together to come up with one plan, a simple plan to fix part of the crime problem or the homeless problem. And then you present it with a lot of people standing by in the city hall, you know, on the Tuesday meeting, say, you get it. First of all, you need to get it on the agenda. So you get somebody, they have to vote 3-2 to put it on the agenda. A solution to the trail safety problem. And then you present it, and then they need to vote on it. Then we can discuss it. All right, we'll be right back with Joe McKenna right after these messages and the news.
KCNR, Shasta Redding.
Congressman Tom Price is fielding questions about President-elect Donald Trump's health policies as he appears on Capitol Hill today for his confirmation hearings for Health Secretary.
So if confirmed, my obligation will be to carry to the Department of Health and Human Services both an appreciation for bipartisan team-driven policymaking and what has been a lifetime commitment to improving the health and well-being of the American people.
Price, a former orthopedic surgeon himself, is also a largely known quantity on Capitol Hill. In fact, he's drafted his own plan to replace President Obama's signature 2010 health care law. Target is lowering its fourth quarter profit and sales outlook after the discounter says it had sluggish holiday sales and traffic in its stores during the November and December stretch, one that offset surging online growth.
Target says revenue at stores opened at least a year for the November and December period were down 1.3%. The company now says that the key barometer for a retailer's health will decline 1% to 1.5% in the quarter. Target says fourth quarter margins were hampered by costs associated with shifting its efforts to online services in a highly promotional environment.
That is correspondent Jeremy House reporting. U.S. consumer prices, driven up by rising energy costs, rose moderately in December, closing out a year in which consumer inflation rose at the fastest pace in 5 years. British Prime Minister Theresa May's promise of a clean but friendly exit from the European Union is drawing cheers of optimism from many Brits, including British Secretary of State for Exiting the European Union, David Davis.
We have designed the deal, which we think will get the support of a very large number of people who voted to remain, as well as all those who voted to leave. The aim is to get as much of the country behind us as we can, and we're confident that we'll win that vote at the end.
More on these stories can be found at townhall.com.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-566-2424. That's 1-800-566-2424. 1-800-566-2424. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at selectquote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
On-time performance levels for the nation's airlines are looking up.
Just over 86% of all U.S. flights arrived at their destinations on time in November, up from October as well as a year earlier. And less than one-third of 1% of domestic flights were canceled. That's the lowest rate since the feds began keeping records more than two decades ago.
That's correspondent Wally Hines reporting. A new study predicts that one effect of global warming over the decades will be less in the way of mild weather. Sarah Kapnick is a scientist at the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration and says postcard-perfect days aren't all they're cracked up to be anyway.
Even if it's sunny and warm and low precipitation, that isn't necessarily a good thing, because the lack of precipitation and it being so warm has led to a loss of snowpack and water resource issues.
For the past three decades, the world has averaged 74 mild days a year. The scientists are predicting that will shrink to just 64 by the last two decades of the century. More from townhall.com. The home improvement retailer Lowe's is laying off approximately 2,400 full-time workers.
A statement from the store says the majority of the cuts are at the store level, with other cuts occurring at distribution centers, customer support centers, and vice presidents at the company's corporate office in Mooresville, North Carolina. The company says it's providing severance and outplacement resources to displaced workers. Lowe's CEO Robert Niblock told employees in an email that the changes, quote, will better align store staffing with customer demand, shift resources from back-of-the-store activities to customer-facing ones, and enhance our efficiency and productivity, unquote. Keith Peters reporting.
U.S. industrial production increased in December at the strongest pace in 2 years. The Federal Reserve says the output at America's factories, mines, and utilities rose by 0.8% last month, and that suggests the sector is recovering. More on these stories from townhall.com. From Washington, I'm Bob Agnew.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl Linda Bott. Linda's on sabbatical this morning. It's 5 minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock right here on January the 18th. 2017. Phone lines here are 530-605-4567. And we are streaming live at KCNR1460.com. You know, a lot of times I forget to say, give shout outs to everybody, but there's a lot of people that listen that tell me, oh yeah, I saw this and heard this. But so I wish I could give out everybody's name that talk about it, but I just want to tell you how much we appreciate you listening and what we talk about. We hope that it's hitting on what you all want. And what we're going to do is put out a, put out requests to people. Either through Facebook or, you know, you can call in and just say, hey, look, who are some of the guests you'd like to have on our show? Who would you like us to talk to? We have people, you know, national level guests, of course, but a lot of people from right here in our city, county. And but if there's people you'd like to hear and, you know, that think that they're a and think that they're, you know, they'd be interesting to be on the radio. We'd love to have them on. And the reason we're laughing is because Joe McKinnon is my guest, and Joe brought in a he's actually filming this, or it's being
iPhone, yeah.
On his iPhone out to the world on his Facebook site, which is Joe McKinnon.
Yeah, right? You can just go to Joe.
And now
McKinnon.
he's trying to push down his shirt because his shirt is lumpy.
Now, there's something wrong with it.
Yeah, no. Lumpy shirts. Yeah. You know what? How'd you buy that? How'd you buy a shirt like that?
I don't know. I think my wife must have bought it.
Yeah, your wife must have bought it. Okay. As soon as we get, you know, Bob's on the phone already, and as soon as he's off that, we're going to get the weather and all.
All right. Okay. I am back. That was Gary with a suggestion I have to pass along to you. Hey, National Weather Service has given us a wind advisor and a special weather statement. A series of wet and wild weather Pacific-type storms. Coming into the North State, we've got snow in the foothills right now that'll continue through the weekend. It'll be cooler than yesterday. Rain for the next several hours. We could see 1 to 2 inches today. Right now it is 43 degrees in Redding. Looking forward into the forecast, rain will be likely today and tomorrow. Thunderstorms possible Thursday night into Friday. So mucky weather.
My gosh.
Yeah. Yeah. It's going to be wet and wild, and wind gusts in the foothills up to 50 miles an hour. So if you've got one of those old, tall
gray pines
that's leaning way over, you may want to make sure you don't have the motorhome parked under it, because we've already talked about
people having their cars and everything smashed.
The ground is saturated right now, so be
and the
mindful.
Wind blows. Yeah. Yep. Yeah. And the grass grows.
And that's going to continue through Monday, and we'll see some clear skies next week. Most of next week looks pretty good. So if you had some outdoor plans, put them off for a week. So
there you go.
Anyway, again, 43 degrees in Redding, Shasta Lake, 33 feet from the top. They've been dropping it as fast as possible to make room for all this incoming water.
Lot of stormy weather this week, everybody. Weather Report's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, a veteran-owned business here in town, where their customers are warm friends. They have discounts for seniors and veterans. Give them a call at 365-3793. This portion of the show is brought to you by Wellgate Sports Club. And it is a sports club. You've got Boheme Spa in there. You've got a indoor saltwater pool. You've got classes in the pool. It saves wear and tear on your body. Plus, they have all the equipment you could possibly imagine, and free weights, and spinning classes, and yoga classes. Extremely clean, extremely professional. These are just super people at Wellgate Sports Club. Give them a call at 768-1205 and schedule an appointment to walk in, or just walk in at 1740 Eureka Way. It's on the corner of Eureka and Court Street. Just come on in. We're here with Joe McKenna, who, as I said, is right now we are
You're streaming live on Facebook.
Streaming live on Facebook on Joe McKenna's Facebook site.
Yep.
So, and I'm sure that there's, you know, it's thousands, maybe even millions of people.
I think I have like 93 friends.
Okay, 93. You have 93 friends?
I think I have 124 friends, so I'm not that popular.
That's it?
That's it. So, I guess come visit.
And how many of them are watching? Right now, none?
Right now, we have 5 people watching.
5 people. Okay. All right. Good morning, buddy.
So come watch.
Okay, now one of the people says in our chat room, and you can hop into our chat room at kcnr1460.com, and somebody said, hey, have Dr. Maria Salas on, because she does a lot of work with veterans and on their spines and things like that. Okay, that's a good idea. She used to have a show here. We'd be glad to have Dr. Maria back on. And please have some Navy and Marine Corps recruiters on. Yeah. I think that's a good idea, too.
Yeah, that's cool.
See, what's it like in the recruiting world today? Okay. Now.
Morning.
Good morning. You started a class last night.
Yeah,
we started. By the way, can we get an introduction? Because the caller said, who is this guy?
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, who is Joe McKenna?
So I'm the CEO of CloudWise Academy and Cloud Potential. CloudWise Academy is a technology school here in town. We started up last year, doing really good. We just started our second class of the year, which is search engine optimization training, and Cloud Potential is a marketing company. And then I also have a weekly radio show here on KCNR 1460 at 9 a.m. from 9 to 10, where we talk about everything that's happening in the digital world and how it's impacting business. So that's me.
And that's called?
Digital Revolution Show. And then I have a wonderful wife and kids and family, Joe, and business. So
Joe and I ran into each other over at Simpson University when we were talking about the possibility of having a classes over there for. And what I was my main goal was to get classes for veterans, especially right. disabled veterans that could get into the web, get into web building, website building, and this where perhaps they couldn't work in large offices for whatever reason. But they could work at home or in small cohorts in smaller offices with groups of people. That's where I met Joe. Joe immediately jumped all over this one, and he had been with the lady from Stockton?
Yeah, Fresno.
Fresno.
Fresno,
yeah. Stockton, they're all the same.
Yeah, so, we met up at, I think we were at Simpson talking about what things we can do, right? And you had expressed your interest in helping the veterans get new skills. And the catch is, or maybe the wonderful catch is, that technology skills of almost every kind. You heard the younger high school guys talking about robotics and engineering, whether it's website development, whatever. The technology industry is just blowing up. And the cool thing about it is it's so needed by business. All of these skills are so needed by business that businesses will hire you if you understand the skills and can do them. They're not necessarily looking for a 4-year degree or a 6-year degree or an 8-year degree. So you can come out of the military and maybe didn't get a chance to go to school because you were deployed or everything else. You can come out of there and you can learn these skills and have an incredible career. And we're already seeing our first vet who went through. Matter of fact, 3 vets that went through our first class and they went through the second, third, and now they're in their fourth class or their third class.
They're into the SEO class.
Yeah. They're
which I should have been at last night.
All 3 vets are employed. All 3 vets are employed and weren't in this industry and had never touched technology before in their lives.
And one of them, Chris Weber, who is worked with the SEAL teams. He wasn't a SEAL, but he was in their SEAL delivery vehicles, so they get the SEALs in and out of places.
Yeah,
so
he was going to be shot at on the way in and on the way out.
Yeah, it's a fine line, right? Yeah. Anyway, Chris, who has been injured, his whole life has changed dramatically, I think.
Yeah, and my life changed, too, learning these skills. I totally tanked my life and dedicated myself to learning new skills. I got lucky and picked these skills, and so I was able to rebuild my life. So I'm able to see how it works. And really, the need's just so big that Chris, or really anyone who's willing to dedicate themselves to learning and doing what they need to, can have the career and the success that they thought maybe only could come if you did everything right in life.
All right, let's go to the phones. Terry, good morning.
Hey, good morning. How you doing, Joe?
Hey, Terry, how you doing?
Doing good, buddy. Hey, I want to thank you.
So don't ask me how I'm doing.
Amendment.
So you don't ask me how I'm doing
on Saturday. Great job, my friend.
Oh, thank you, Terry. Yeah, that was a lot of fun, and it was nice the way it all worked out.
Well, this coming Monday night on February 23rd, we're kind of doing it again in a smaller version. At 3276 Pacelli Lane at the Eagle Nest Church at 6 p.m., that's Monday night, we will have Sam Paradis from Gun Owners coming in to speak, Tom Basinko, and our friend and your friend, Joe, Woody Clendenin, who will be speaking on the community watch that has been so successful in your area in Cottonwood. It's been amazing how the people of Cottonwood have gotten together, worked as a community, and really have reduced crime and reduced a lot of the transients. It's a great story. So maybe we can duplicate that through Reading. That would be helpful.
Yeah, and I was always thinking about that, and Woody brings it up. It really has been helpful, and Woody's done such a great job. There's no reason that couldn't be reproduced in Reading. I don't know why. Block by block. Yeah, I don't know why it's not yet. So
Okay. And we'll talk
about
what's happening Monday. Thanks, Terry.
Chopped Liver wish you best regards, Terry.
Yeah, you know, thanks for asking me how I am, Terry. You know, did he just hang up?
Yeah, come on, you.
He just hang up. Okay, try to get on again, Terry. Yeah.
Oh, well, how are you, Joe? Carl, I don't care. It's your station.
All right, we got to take a break here. This portion of the show is brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry. The only full-service jewelry store in town at 2225 Hilltop Drive. Let me tell you, it's new owners, and they've done just a great job in redoing the store. They have great selections of jewelry, all types of jewelry, estate jewelry, and more. Plus, they have the only trained watch repairman in the whole area. They can design and build jewelry now at Four Winds Jewelry. Like I said, the only full-service jewelry store in town. Head on down there. Small business, locally owned. Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive, open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4. We'll be right back with Joe McKenna.
Did you know all PG&E residential customers will be switched to time-of-use billing by 2019? That means you could pay three times more for your power during the day. Solar power from Advanced Power Reading is the solution. And with our new lithium battery pack, you can take advantage of the new rates by using your stored energy during the peak hours and recharge at night when rates are low. Visit our showroom at 843 North Market Street and see the new battery technology at work. And our new battery can be added to your existing solar system. Advanced Power Reading is offering zero down with up to 25-year financing. Give us a call today at 226-0701 and let us show you the way to produce your own power. Remember these three things. Don't let anyone talk you into a lease. Use a local solar contractor. Get at least three bids. And call the experts at Advanced Power Reading, 226-0701, or stop by our office at 843 North Market Street, Reading. 226-0701, 843 North Market Street, Reading.
Have you ever had your vehicle in a shop for a collision repair? When you called to check on it, did no one seem to know anything about it? Don Seck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. Did you feel like a number when you were given canned rhetoric or generalization not specific to your vehicle? Although we are recognized as an authority in frame and suspension repair, we are primarily an auto body and truck collision repair center. When you select Coachmaster, we will tell you exactly how we are going to repair your vehicle. You will know the person in charge and get direct answers to your questions and follow-up phone calls, because every vehicle is personal to us. With our knowledge of the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to get started quickly. A reputation for excellent service and high-quality repairs takes years to build, and we intend to keep it. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
On Saturday, January 21st at 10 a.m., Orchard Nutrition Center, in conjunction with Redding Holistic Health Specialists, presents the first in a series of free seminars at the Orchard Nutrition Center event room, as well as via live webcast on Facebook and live stream. This month's topic is stress and digestive health. Local area health and nutrition experts Dr. June Stevens, certified nutritional consultant Dominic Danino, and holistic health specialist Sherry Davis will show you the true impact chronic stress plays on your overall digestive health, as well as natural therapies you can implement in your daily lives through nutrition and lifestyle as a way to improve the overall quality of health of you and your family. You can watch online from your computer, tablet, or smartphone and post questions to the speakers in the interactive chat room. Limited reserve facility seating is available. For more information, visit Orchard Nutrition Center on Facebook or their website at orchardnutrition.com.
National News with a local view. KCNR, 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl Bach here, Bad Bob's on the boards and running that bump music. 21 minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock here on the 18th of January 2017, 43 degrees. It's dropped since we started. It's going to go all the way up to 47 today, and you're going to have enough rain to hold you over till tomorrow, where you get even more rain. Weather reports brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, Alliance Heating and Air. Now, see, as cold and wet and rainy as it is, you need the best HVAC company in the area. And that's Alliance Heating and Air. To come over, make sure that heater's working right. Make sure that the filters are clean. Make sure that everything is operating the way it should be, because it will save you money on electricity. And we all know what electricity rates are around here. They got those raises coming in, and we need to bump those rates again. Give them a call at 221-2642 for Alliance Heating and Air. They treat you like family. They've been voted best in the North State, and they are the best in the North State. Or check out their website at homecomfort.org. Now, I'm here with Joe McKenna, and we're going to be talking about is tech, is the young people that were in here about the robotics. But we're also at the same time streaming live on his Facebook page called Joe McKenna.
It's just my Joe McKenna, yeah.
Just Joe McKenna. I guess we could do, I mean, and so.
Well, actually, it's also.
And there's a delay in this. There's a delay in the stream, not much, but some. And you can hear everything that's being said. So even on the breaks, you can hear what's being said, which means now we really have to watch ourselves.
Yeah.
Because on the breaks, there are things
hire
said.
Hire a good lawyer.
Whoa. I think in the future what we'll do is Bob will just be able to click that.
It will be tied to the program feed, so what goes out to the radio.
Oh, no. Let it feed the whole time.
In 8 years, I've never been beeped. Because I've watched what I said until the lights go off.
No, we'll give it the program feed. That's safer.
Yeah, I may start describing things at that point. Okay, what'd you think of those young men and their teacher from Shasta High School?
You know, I was sitting there thinking. I was listening out in the green room, and I was thinking, I wonder if everybody knows how many incredible people are in this town and how many incredible projects are going on. I mean, that really is the future. And I got to meet those kids when they were walking out. They're excited and they're smart, and that's fun to them. So I was really impressed. But the big impression for me was, gosh, I just wonder if everyone knows how great it is. Because I was listening right before that I guess there was some excitement at City Council, I have no idea what that was because I didn't follow that. But whatever excitement was there, there's also tons of great things and exciting things that are forward thinking and are happening here.
There really are. And I'm surprised that we can't seem to get the people's attention on this. They're so busy making flags. are trying to figure out flags. Now, flags are really important. I mean, considering we've got car break-ins, car stolen, we've got an armed robbery at Dutch Bros, but that damn flag.
But everybody vote Unite under the new flag.
Has got to get out there. You know what? I'd like them to say, this is what we're going to do. Oh, by the way, and Francis stands up, this is what we're going to do to keep the trail safe. We're going to start knocking some heads out there. You know, we see people out there that try things. Well, we're going to push them off. We're going to push them out. They're going to be swimming.
I don't know if this is bad radio or I'm going to show how naive I am. But I don't think that it's really relevant what city council is doing or not doing. As I look across the landscape of communities that are changing, yeah. It's the individuals and the local businesses who are making the change. If revenue is a problem, rather than getting more taxes or whatever, the businesses need to understand how to grow, how to get more revenue, and then they can decide what to fund. And you know, a great example is the place I went and talked to in Fresno, GeekWise Academy and GeekWise Industries. They're at the center of almost a renaissance in Fresno to change that. And it's them and other businesses. I mean, hundreds of new startups that are changing the face of that community. So I really think it's our responsibility to fix and change what we want. I think. So I don't know. I mean, I don't know if that's good radio or not, but we can change it. We can change it.
The thing is that the book, The Coming Jobs War, says exactly that. It's the business and the leadership in the community that changes things because the bureaucracy is usually too slow or too unwieldy to do it. However, at least the leadership that you vote in there should have a concept of what's going on in the city.
Yeah.
Where, oh, this is important, the flag. No, that's not important to anybody. What's important is, one, is stopping crime, and two, building the economy. But
I don't know.
I don't see those plans. I see that things are being done by the departments, new department heads that I like, Larry Vopple, he's doing. But I still see where it's been 4 years trying to get, and this is for Shasta County, trying to get the wine village started. 4 years. And look at Anselmo's. Anselmo's still hasn't received one permit out there, and it's no longer Anselmo's.
Yeah.
It hasn't been for several years, and he fought it for years. So what are we doing in this county, in this city? Why can't they just take a step back and let the economy and let the entrepreneurs run?
Well, because the entrepreneurs aren't running.
Well, okay.
So, I mean, they're starting to, and they are, and there's groups.
Are they walking?
Well, no. I mean, there's groups. But, I just think that we're at the kind of the beginning of a tipping point where you've got the Venture Hub and other startup incubators. You've got the Shasta Angels. You've got some incredible startups. I think they're starting to run, and I think they're picking up their pace. I personally would love it if the council just focused on a flag and let business go to work and do the thing. I wish Barack Obama would have spent his whole time worrying about a flag. You know, that's great.
Golfing.
Or golfing, right, because we can change things, and
I
we are changing things.
Yeah, maybe it's not bad radio. It's a thought of getting ourselves as entrepreneurs business owners, let's get ourselves going, and then just – that's what I said about the take back ready. Get your plan, go up and present it to them, and then do it.
Yeah.
You know, if it needs, we have to raise money ourselves, you know, and have a GoFundMe for to raise money for guards, you know, on rent-a-cops up and down the rail trail. Maybe we need to do that.
That's right.
Maybe that's what we need to do to shame them into saying, hey, look, you know, things can't happen like this.
Yeah, we can do it.
Talk to Daniel and company about getting the angels out there to walk the trail.
Getting the angels out there. No, what we do is we get them electric golf carts. No, I'm serious.
Yeah.
Get them electric golf carts and go up and down those trails.
Preferably with bulldozer blades.
so they can be moving faster than you can just walking. Though, we could put them on bicycles, but I think this is a good way to do it. And I'm sure from these golf courses, we could get two or three golf carts, you know, that they've got that are, you know, that would give this to them. So we could get them up and down these trails during the hours of daylight.
I understand Allen's course may have a few available.
Now that, yeah, well, yeah, okay.
I'm out of the loop there, too.
Okay, that's the one where they were, you know, here we are, we have no money. The D failed miserably. They give a huge raise to one of the department heads that, you know, is questionable. And then they said, well, you know, we have maybe have this chance of buying Allen Golf Course for $500,000, $600,000. Oh. But, you know, as I tell everybody, don't get excited. They just said no. They voted no on that one. They killed it right then.
Yeah.
Well, they saw the writing on that wall.
Well, you know what? I think it would have gone beyond the glinting of the fire starting. They would have been. There would have been a. It would. Have you seen that movie Z Nation?
Yeah.
Or the
TV show Z Nation.
World War Z.
Oh, World War Z.
Where how fast?
Oh, you don't even understand. I've seen every zombie.
Okay. Well, the zombies are moving at Mach 3, and they're throwing themselves against the walls and just using their bodies to push up over this, you know, 150-foot wall. That's what you would have seen at City Hall if they tried to buy the. Yeah. Tried to buy
it
the golf course.
Been pretty.
No. Terry Raposa would have had his face buried in that wall, you know, as he was scratching it through. Okay, we got to take a break here. I'm with Joe McKenna, and somehow we've gotten into zombie
Joe,
movies.
You signed on for this.
That's right.
I know, right?
That's right. Hey, this portion of the show is brought to you by Bastiani Arms. Speaking of zombie nations, if you want to protect yourself, all right, seriously. Self-defense is an important part of our landscape nowadays. 12 minutes for the cops to get there, 2 hours for the sheriff to get there in many cases. You've got to be able to protect yourself, protect your home. And one of the best places to go to buy a great or has a great selection of weapons is Bastiani Arms. Locally owned, locally operated, John and Sarah opened their store like 8 years ago now. And are a tremendous success because of customer service, because of the gunsmithing they provide, and the wide selection of accessories for shooting, including ammunition, holsters, optics, all of it. All of this down at Bastiani Arms, located at 2539 Larkspur, right here in Reading. It's open Tuesday through Saturday. Go on in there, sit down and talk with him. Tell him what you're looking for. He is an expert on these new gun laws, too. I mean, if you've got a question, he will be able to illuminate the subject on what's legal and what's not legal, what's going to be legal, what's not going to be legal. John Bastiani, Bastiani Arms. All right, I'll be right back with Joe McKenna. It's 8:31 on the 18th of January, 2017.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
When you need prompt, dependable transportation, you can count on Reading Yellow Cab. At Reading Yellow Cab, they have a deep commitment to serve the public and provide dependable first-rate service. Whether you're heading out for a night on the town, need to get to work, or you're just running errands, relax and let Reading Yellow Cab do the driving for you. Reading Yellow Cab is your number one choice for reliable, friendly transportation and clean, comfortable cabs. Give them a call at 222-1234. That's 222-1234.
Hi, this is Jana, General Manager of the Historic Cascade Theater, inviting you to celebrate with us the perfect Valentine's event for you and your sweetheart. We are proud to present the silver screen classic Gone with the Wind, Sunday, February 12th. It's more than just a movie. It's a party. Come join us for live music,
dancing, themed drinks, and a few surprises. Then enjoy the ultimate date night classic featuring three of Hollywood's greatest stars, winner of 8 Academy Awards, including Best Picture. Don't miss this rare opportunity to see Gone with the Wind on the big screen of the Cascade Theater. It's the perfect date night for your Valentine's weekend. Tickets are just $15 and can be purchased by calling the box office at 243-8877 or online at cascadetheater.org. Don't miss it. Gone with the Wind, Sunday, February 12th at the Cascade Theater. Party starts at 2 p.m., film starts at 3 p.m. Hope to see you there.
This is your life. Good to the last drop. Doesn't get any better than this. This is your life, and it's ending 1 minute at a time.
Tired of watching California burn down around your ears?
Tired of watching your rights stripped away?
Finally ready to do something about it?
Join us.
Red Smith
and Wynn Carpenter
in the fight for the Jefferson Free State.
Every Sunday, 8 to 9 a.m. on KCNR 1460, Free Fire Radio.
It's only after you've lost everything that you're free to do anything.
KCNR 1460 a.m., the most local programming in Northern California.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl Lindabot. Linda's on sabbatical today. It's 26 minutes before the hour, 9 o'clock. I'm here with Bad Bob, who is running all of our bump music, of course, in our boards. He's doing an outstanding job. 530-605-4567 is our phone number. You need to hop in here. And in our chat room, it's KCNR1460.com. A lot of people in the chat room. And I'm not sure what range 15 is out there. That one of our, Dr. Maria's talking about. This portion of the show, though, was brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop, right off of Athens Avenue there. It's a veteran-owned business, and they get the greatest haircuts in the world. Yep. And they have discounts for seniors and veterans. It's man's last stronghold, Cypress Square Barbershop. It's right down the street from our friends at the Classic Cafe, who serve now chip beef on toast.
Yeah, that's right.
They have chip beef on toast there. Where they, you know, it used to be kind of like they'd serve it most of the time. Now it's on there all the time, chip beef on toast, and it should be. It's one of the more nutritious meals you're going to get in the city of Redding. Okay, I'm here with Joe McKenna. We're talking about the economy and all that. But one of the things are we're also streaming live on Joe's Facebook page. And this is where I forgot that everything we're saying during the break is going out streaming live on Joe's Facebook page. And so what do we start talking about? I start talking about, you know, there's not going to be a zombie apocalypse. And, you know, you see all these people that are preparing for it. I said, I am not a huge prepper, but I do have like a, you know, this bucket that has food and fire making and tents and all that kind of stuff you can pick up and walk out with.
This is California.
This is California. But see, that is prudent because you have something like that because it can be, you know, you could have an earthquake. You can have all those kind of things. Plus, I have a couple other go bags that goes in there, you know, with extra clothing and all that stuff. That is just, I think that you need to do that with, you know, with, it has radios and batteries and all those things that you need to.
Because the zombie apocalypse is real.
So he's talking about the zombie apocalypse. And then I find out that we're sitting there laughing and talking about it, and everybody on Facebook is now joining in.
I asked a Office of Emergency Services guy years ago what was his nightmare scenario, and he said a West Side Reading fire that gets past them and just roars down the west side of the city. Well, and would be staggering.
You remember when that one that burned out there up a Miracle Mile?
Oh, yeah.
Down through that canyon right there? Yeah. Oh, yeah, it could.
Picture something starting around Swayze Drive and with a wind behind it. It would be ugly.
Wow.
Yeah. So.
Okay. Or a earthquake down there that destroys the infrastructure of San Francisco. Where are they going to go? They're going to go inland and upwards.
Randy Ledbetter on Facebook is informing us that Range 15 is a military comedy made by vets.
Oh, okay. Got it.
I'm sure this is not how you plan for this show to go.
No, well,
am I like a fly in the soup?
No. I have no plans when you come on. I just want to talk about what the things that are going on that we're working on in the part of advancing people's abilities on the digital. Besides just advertising over the air like we have, which works, but also enhancing the digital presence of people. You know, people. You know, they say, "Oh, I've got a website." Well, what I've learned since we've started getting into this, is having a website doesn't really mean anything if nobody's looking at it.
Yeah, there's a couple important things to keep in mind with a website. One is that that website really isn't for you as a business.
Yeah.
It's to be used by your audience or your customers or whatever. So you might have a website and you might really like it, but does your audience and your customers like it? And is it giving them what they need so they continue on with you? Because it costs them nothing to click back or to leave your website. So making sure your website's valuable is super key. The other thing is, I can't remember the number anymore, but it's something like 20 million websites are made a year. There's more content created in a year now than all of the world's history. So if you don't know what you're doing, it's like yelling out into space.
Well, here's some things that just for you to keep in mind that I've learned is, first of all, they don't look at your website. That's not what they're looking for in those search engines. What they look at is what's on the pages there.
Yeah.
And so if you don't have the right words, and let me just use this as an example. I'm not going to use the business or anything like that, but it's a well-known business here in town. When we looked up that business on and Googled it, they didn't appear anywhere.
Right.
And it was such a surprise to the owner. It goes, oh, my God, because they've paid money to other sources to get their name out there.
Yeah.
And it wasn't out there. In fact, it wasn't in like when as you kept adding words to it until about the time you actually finally had to put the name in. And what we're finding is everybody we talk to who is in this is they're in the same problem.
Yeah, this is widespread. I almost never bump into any company that has it figured out. No, I don't care how big they are.
I tell you what, and I'm going to talk about him because I don't think he'll mind. Doug Wright has a really good grasp. Mm-hmm. On what this is, but he also understands is that a lot of this stuff is it's just time consuming,
mm-hmm.
and he's a very very busy man.
Mm-hmm.
So it's that kind of thing is oh my gosh it's you've got a good basis here, but where are the rest of it? And the reason I'm saying Doug is because Doug, right, an attorney, understands the back end where 99% of the people out there don't.
Right. And here's what I want to suggest, because it is complicated. There's a lot to do. There's a lot to know. But the reality is, and this has happened really fast, like in the last 2 or 3 years, the reality is that because of smartphones and other things, that the internet and particularly Google have become a part of the buying decision for people. Okay, and almost everything. I'm talking when you're driving to the store, you might look up a competitor of that store, or you might find one closer to you. I'm talking about while you're in the store or you're talking to a lawyer, you may be double-checking the prices of the store or what that lawyer is telling you. You're going online looking because you now have the power in your hands. So what I suggest that all businesses do is just commit that that's important, you know it's important, and start spending what you can afford to be losing. Start investing in getting Google and SEO and the overall traffic of your website in line with what your customers are looking for. Just start spending what you can afford. It's a lot like a car. You have to have a car in most places to exist and to get around. You can't always have the car you want. Sometimes the car you have is a little bit of trouble, but you have to have a car. Well, you do have to manage the impact the internet's having on your business. Whether you like it or not, it's having impact. So do just start whatever you can spend and afford to lose, because it's going to take a while. Start investing, and that'll force you to educate yourself as a business owner.
If you have questions on this, and we're going to move on from this, but this is how interested I am, and we've talked about how I got involved with it to have veterans, and especially disabled veterans. But this is even more than that. This is the women from One Safe Place. These are other people from Good News Rescue Mission that have cleaned themselves up, and they're looking to move forward with something. And being able to do a website and this at $25-$35 an hour,
mm-hmm.
which they're doing,
yep.
is something that's going to help our community, because it puts wages in here, keeps good people here. So then when I see this young man who's going to go to Shasta College, who is part of this robotics team, I'm thinking, this is a young man that you got to reach out and grab.
Mm-hmm.
And see how can we bring him into this, and how can we bring in the back ends of those companies or parts of these companies down in Silicon Valley to come up here and invest some money in
in Reading.
Yeah, because I don't know.
Because I think we can I really think we've got the worker core here.
We do. We have the worker core here. A lot of this stuff, you can live here and work somewhere else. Most of my clients, in fact, I think all of my clients are somewhere else. And if you look at the job applications down in the Bay Area of open positions, there's 7,000, 8,000, 9,000 open positions for web developers, web designers, marketers, all those kind of positions that people could live right here and work for those companies down there. So I think we do, you know, we're trying to do our part to train and connect, but I think we could do better as a community reaching down into that pool of business down there and saying, hey, we have a workforce up here.
I think we can do that. Now, again, this is going to be something that a group of business people are going to do. They're almost going to have to do.
Yeah.
And because the city has not had a great deal of luck doing this.
Well, it's not their job.
Well,
right?
To me, it's not their job. They are paying people, economic EDC.
Yeah.
And we like these guys.
Yeah.
But they're paying them to go down and pull and get jobs here. And
yeah.
They're looking at big companies.
Yeah.
And in smaller companies. Well, we need to really get into this and get into places down in Orange County that, you know, they're just tired of it down there. And they want to come up here where the woods and the streams and the lakes are and move their tech companies up here. They're 25, 30, 40 members. And even if they bring most of them up here.
But when you look at how much the EDC is getting in traction and how much they're getting up here and how we have some giant startups that are getting ready to kick off.
I'm not knocking them.
No, I know you're not. But I'm just saying, okay, so that's great. They're moving that way probably like never before. But we can too. You can. I can. You know, the regular business can reach down there and talk to the people they know or their connections and challenge them to look up here for our workforce because we have an amazing workforce up here.
We do have an amazing workforce.
Yeah.
And then with the ideas of spreading what you want to do and getting the teaching down in the levels of the high schools.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, they've got them at the college level. But, I mean, and looking over at Simpson, why don't you offer these things out there at Simpson? Because one of the things that is really important is I've got my – okay, I may have my degree in business or my degree in something that I want to do. But so do, you know, a million other people coming out of college. But if you have that background, I can also build websites. I can look at your SEO.
Yeah.
Excuse me. That puts that person like
You just
five
became
steps.
More valuable. Right.
Okay, we're going to take a break here. This portion of the show brought to you by Dandelion Boutique. You know, if I was, you know, when it came to our anniversary, which is January 1st, I walked into Dandelion Boutique.
Yours and my anniversary or someone else's?
I was talking about Linda's.
Okay, well, just making sure.
Do you like jewelry?
No, not particularly.
Okay. When I went into the Dandelion Boutique and I'm looking around, they have such a great selection of everything. And the lady's name, of course, is Linda, and that owns Dandelion Boutique. And she says, you know, your Linda was looking at these bags. And I went over there, did a beeline over to that, bought it, and gave it to her. And it was a big surprise, and she was so happy. She had been looking at it. And so that's what happens when you shop at Dandelion Boutique. You make your loved one extremely happy. 1322 Pine Street. Give them a call at 747-1292. They are just a great, great example of a locally owned, locally run company that's doing well. Okay, Joe McKinnon is our guest, and we'll be right back after these messages. It's about, 14 minutes before the hour of 9 o'clock.
As gun laws continue to tighten up across the country, Bastiani Arms will continue to provide our community with quality firearms, hard-to-find ammo, off-list fully built AR lower receivers, and the absolute best customer service. Get out of the grab-and-go box stores and come talk to a knowledgeable firearm specialist. The good guys at Bastiani Arms are real gun enthusiasts with two full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. Right now, Bastiani Arms is stocked up on hard-to-find ammo. ammo, 30-30, 38 Special, and 44 Magnum. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Seth Stoke has over 20 years' experience in firearms and offers CCW classes, women-only CCW classes, and hunter education. Bastiani Arms has everything you need for firearms, and they appreciate you shopping local. Bastiani Arms, on the corner of Larkspur Lane and Wall Street in Reading. Join the revolution.
Hey, it's Bad Bob, producer for Free Fire Radio, the very best way to start your day in the North State. Every Monday through Friday from 7 to 9, Carl and Linda Bott bring you what's happening in our community, from politics to entertainment and the issues you care about. If you like what you're hearing, won't you please tell a friend that local live radio is what we're all about? I love my job. Tune in and find out why, right here, Monday through Friday, 7 to 9 a.m., on the home of Free Fire Media, KCNR 1460.
This is Terry Oxley, pastor of True Life Church in Bella Vista. Morality or immorality? Our godless society believes there is no such thing as absolute morality. They believe that no limitations on their behavior or sexual behavior is appropriate and acceptable. What they don't understand is that this behavior will eventually affect their ability to reason, while it slowly decays, pollutes, and corrupts their mind. Romans chapter 1. Only a relationship with Jesus Christ and a commitment to live by God's word will protect you from this moral decay. What are you doing to protect yourself and those you love? If you are looking for a no-nonsense church that's not afraid to talk about current issues and yet teaches the Bible, I invite you to be our guest. Our Sunday services are at 10 a.m. We are located on Deschutes Road, one block south of Highway 299 in Bella Vista. You can visit our website at TrueLifeReading.com. We hope to see you soon, and remember, it's worth the ride.
This is Joe McKenna, CEO of CloudWise Academy and your host of the Digital Revolution Show. If you own a business, run a business, or want to start a business, then this show is for you. I'll pull back the green curtain exposing how the internet is impacting your business and give you the rules and tools to take control. If it's related to the internet and matters to business, we'll be talking about it here. Tune in every Saturday morning at 9 a.m. to the Digital Revolution Show on KCNR 1460.
KCNR 1460 AM, the most local programming in Northern California.
Well, life is so rough, the one you got, cause you might get run over or you might get shot. Never startled static, I just did it off my chest. Never had to battle with no bulletproof vest. Take a small example, take a sip from
me. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio and KCNR 1460 with Carl Bott, Bad Bob Belongi, and now Joe McKenna, who's in here. Talking about tech and things are going on. Bad Bob, you were just down to CES, and we don't call it the Consumer Electronics Show anymore.
They get all twitchy about
it. Just like BMI, BAI, which is British Aerospace Engineering, BAE.
Yeah.
I'll get this straight. They don't like to be called British Aerospace Engineering anymore. They just like to be called BAE.
And people go, what's that mean? And
Well, it's British Aerospace Engineering. Okay. Now, you pulled something out of your pack, and getting two techie guys together is just like watching two girls showing their two little girls with their dolls.
Or two
little kids with their G.I. Joes or whatever it is, because, oh, look what I got. Oh, man, I got to have one of those. Where'd you get it?
Oh, and it's totally affordable. With the latest Glock,
And I see the stuff and I go, oh, okay.
I can talk about ARs too if you want.
Well, I know. We can do that. You've got to take the AR course.
Yeah.
But there are accessories. The accessories market for smartphones is huge and getting bigger, and ways to take. In my own side business of shooting video, I do a lot of my B-roll stuff on a smartphone because it's less intimidating. People react differently to a full-on camera with a great big lens on it than they do to a smartphone. They act more natural to the smartphone because they're used to it.
Well, I think so. And I think the other thing, too, is
it's a psychological thing. Very cool.
They're saying with these new smartphones is that the camera technology in it, the video technology in there is – quickly approaching
staggering quality.
Yeah, almost professional. Now you got these. Also, you have these small cameras, video cameras that used to be. Remember the ones you had to hold on your shoulder and do all that.
Yeah.
And then now you can hold them in your hand, and they've got the anti-wobble, or you know, you can fix it so you're not shaking and all that if you're trying to take it. And those are relatively inexpensive.
Yeah, I'm working on a project in which we use some aerial drone footage that looks absolutely. There was no way to do this 5 years ago. None at all. Well, there would have been spending $100,000.
And these kids today.
I did not. I'm working on getting one.
These kids from Shasta High School, they're building drones. Mm-hmm. Oh, you can build a drone at home.
I might have stayed in high school if I was in high school now.
Yeah. If they had that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, this is the kind of things that, you know, you were taking things apart. Okay.
Yeah, I was.
Where do you want to go to now? You know, we talk about the city council, and people are here really upset with the city council anyway and the way they spend money. So that's kind of – so we need – what we need to do is really take a look at the moving forward part. Now, where are you all at with getting the – instructions for how to, you know, in your websites, besides the school, the classes you have that are full,
mm-hmm.
about getting them down into the schools and other places.
So next week on the 24th, we meet with Butte College and Myron Curtis, who's the deputy sector navigator, which I didn't even know what that meant until all of this. So it looks really positive that we'll be teaching our courses down at the college. We have the instructors ready. We have the curriculum ready. They've approved the budget, I think, for the most part. So I think we're going to be teaching in the schools soon. You know,
That's great.
I'm a little – I don't really know how to navigate red tape and up and down a little bit. So the college system's definitely helping us get through it. But I would say we're on the downward slide to teaching in the schools. Yeah.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
What about the high schools?
Well, and so they're really receptive too. You know, it's – again, I guess I just don't have the same negative view of what's going on right now, because what I'm hearing from leaders and especially the high schools is they can see that they have to move faster to get relevant education in. And so they're really receptive to it. And
I think
they've been helping out to get in school, too.
It is fast. Kids, young people, kids, have got with iPhones – you know, the email, of course, is too slow, and they're instant gramming and instant, you know, and Twittering and messaging each other. And so that's where their minds are, is moving forward fast. So being able to get them ready for the next decade needs to start in the schools now. I mean, and I'm thinking about down in the elementary schools.
Yeah.
There was that meme I sent out yesterday, and it says, my three-year-old grandson turned on his computer and started using his apps. Mm-hmm. When I was 3 years old, I was eating mud.
Yeah, I shared that one.
Did you share that one?
Yeah.
Okay, see.
Yeah.
And now we've got to take a look at kids in the at that age that need to be, you know, introduced to this.
Well, here's how fast it's moving. Just a few years ago, Mark Zuckerberg, the CEO and founder of Facebook.
Are you all right? We got that on video. Right there. That's bad.
Okay, are you okay?
Yeah, you all right?
First of all, are you?
Did you hit your head?
Yeah.
Okay. You sure?
All right, Amanda.
Amanda came
in. We have some excitement.
And we have something where it wasn't, you know, it hasn't been before. And I slipped over. I tripped over it. And then she just tripped over it. So, except she did a much better job of tripping on it than I did.
She
so,
committed.
Good
you
morning,
committed
Amanda.
To the trip.
I haven't had enough coffee.
Yeah. How fast things are moving is even Mark Zuckerberg, CEO of Facebook a couple years ago, was surprised to find out that his younger nieces and nephews were saying that email was too slow. He said, wait a minute.
Oh, yeah.
How can email be too slow? It's instant. No, it's way too slow. And that's one of the things that led him to add instant messaging and things like that into Facebook. So that's how fast. Even the guy who's really leading the world in communication platform is surprised at how fast everybody needs things to move now.
Okay. The fact is, though, is going back here in our last 3 minutes, people – what we'd really like to see in the Reading is for people to take that step up to that you've got a website. Give Joe a call. What's your website doing? Are there people actually? Because we want to expand business.
Well,
here.
Let's talk. But let's.
We need to expand business here, and one of the ways to do it is instead of people going to the big box store, they could buy the same thing at a local store.
Yeah. Well, first off, I think every business, every local business in town who has products should get them online, sell those products. Just go get a Shopify account, set it up. But more importantly, the internet is either working for you or against you. That's just the bottom line. And it's kind of like a sieve. Chauncey, the instructor of our SEO class, explained this last night, and I love the analogy. It's like a sieve or a strainer. And if you were to pour water into it, and the water being your customers and your revenue, what you have to do is plug the holes to keep the revenue and customers on your website or buying from you, and it's just this constant plugging of holes. So what's really interesting and what you and I are working on together, Carl, is that people are hearing about products and businesses on the radio and in broadcast. But then they go to Google and they go to look up those products. And if you're not representing yourself well enough online, that sieve, you're losing customers. As a matter of fact, you might be helping someone else if you're not kind of working
because
with both worlds.
Because they've looked to that and they've gone to that first page.
Yeah.
And they can't find you, or the second page or the third page. But there are other people there that offer those same services.
Yeah, yeah.
So then you go there.
Yeah. And so in the internet –
I mean, I've done that before.
It's funny. The people think the internet killed media and killed you hear them talking about that in the last few years.
The print media.
The print media. I don't know if it really killed anything. It just gave more channels for people to use. And as a business, you just got to take responsibility of all the available channels that work for you and you can afford to handle. And the internet's definitely got to be high up there on your priorities.
Okay. How do people get a hold of you, Joe?
You can email me, joe@cloudwiseacademy. Our contact phone number is Cloudwise. You can get him on the website, cloudwiseacademy.com. You can see us on Facebook.
Now, here's the thing is these classes are open. The SEO class just started. Amanda's taking it. And I'm going to drop in on for a few of them because I find it really interesting. Mm-hmm. And so other people can do this too. And, you know, maybe you want to learn about it. Or if you've got questions about, you know, I've got my business and my website, I have no idea how it's doing. Just give Joe a call.
Yeah.
Or give us a call here, and we'll or Amanda a call at 605-4565, and we'll set up a time to come out and look at your website. That's not going to cost you.
Yeah.
So, okay.
All right.
Hey, tomorrow we're going to have Chief Rob Poletti. So all you people that are lining up and talking about crime and everything, here's your chance. The chief's going to be on, and we're going to discuss crime and judgment and all those other things. All right. Hey, it's going to be rainy today. Be careful out there, and we'll see everybody tomorrow.
KCNR, Shasta Redding.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason.
He's the right man for the right job at the right time for America.
Republican Senator Johnny Isaacson talking about President-elect Trump's choice for health secretary.
Georgia Congressman Tom Price would be the administration's point man for the repeal and replacement of the Affordable Care Act.
So if confirmed, my obligation will be to carry to the Department of Health and Human Services both an appreciation for bipartisan team-driven policymaking and what has been a lifetime commitment to improving the health and well-being of the American people.
Price is facing some tough questions about his plans for the nation's health care system as well as his financial investments. Price will face a second round of questions before the Senate Finance Committee next week, which actually votes on his nomination.
Capitol Hill correspondent Wally Hines. Senator John McCain says it's an outrage. President Obama's grand